This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, you know, when the end is near, you start to appreciate your hours and minutes more. what I'm going through right now, okay, and again, I'm sorry to kind of, you know, take this down, you know, a couple comedic notches, I apologize, but I'm a little scared, and the reason why I'm scared is, and I know you guys aren't going to empathize, and I'm not asking for your empathy. I just want you to listen. I don't even know if I can admit this. Well, I'm scared because I'm sorry. When I'm nervous, I laugh. I'm scared because I, last night I went to dinner and I, ordered a, steak sandwich. And the steak sandwich, well, I didn't order it. Actually, I was getting my nails done, and my husband went to this restaurant. There's this little restaurant by a lake in Las Vegas. There's, like, this little baby lake, like, in the west part of the town. Yeah, it has water in it and fish and everything. And there's this little restaurant, you know, near the lake. You know, one of these kind of little, not like a diner, but, you know, one of these old, you know, 70s-style, you know, dark restaurants, right? And I guess I think there was like a $7 steak sandwich. And so my husband ordered it for me. And I finished drying my nails, you know, at the nail place, you know, because my lady's like, oh, no, 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 it's so wet. And I'm like, I know, it's so wet. So I finally left the nail place and I went to the restaurant. And when I look at the sandwich, there's onions on them. Now, I was too full to eat the whole sandwich. So for breakfast, I had a half a steak sandwich with crispy fried onions on it. Now, many of you guys who know my issues know that I have less than 2 hours before my irritable bowel really, really acts up. And we're talking, I got less than 2 hours before the abdominal pain, the cramps, the diarrhea, the bloating, and the gas. And I'm scared. I mean, I don't have any Beto on me. But I was so damn hungry, and a steak sandwich sounded, I don't know what my cholesterol levels are. My cholesterol levels are irrelevant. We're not talking about my cholesterol. We're talking about my irritable bowel. And I mean, I have less than 2 hours to enjoy life before I really suffer today. And I mean, I am really going to suffer. Now, I had two choices when I came to realize I had no Beano on me. So my two choices were, one, to go and enjoy my next 2 hours. Go to Walmart, right? Watch, catch up on some Netflix. But instead, I chose to do the show and spend it with you. And I know you guys don't want to get lovey-dovey right now, and I know we're not trying to get all touchy-feely, but I think we could just, for the next couple minutes, just stop. Let's get a little touchy-feely. It's okay to do some touchy-feely. And the reason why is whether I have irritable bowel issues or somebody else has a lump in their breast or somebody else was just diagnosed with prostate cancer, I think somebody once in a blue moon needs to remind us all to stop and smell the roses. Now, don't smell any roses around me because, remember, I'm about to have a major irritable bowel attack, so I don't want anybody smelling anything around me. No, it's not the steak. It's the steak sandwich has these yummy, crispy fried onions on top of it. I know!
It is so good. And then the fried onion juice leaked onto the sourdough roll. I know. I should have a Lipitor Sunday later. I really should to kind of top that off. It was such a good sandwich. Wait. So this is what I want to tell you. And you guys know, you know, I had a friend of mine that was diagnosed with cancer. And, you know, it's been a very, very, you know, kind of crazy last few months. And I just want to remind you guys that, you know, in the next hour or 8 hours or 8 days or 8 weeks or 8 months or 8 years, if you're lucky, right? And hopefully we're all lucky to have another 80 years, okay? You know, just, you know, do something nice for somebody, because I don't know how you guys are doing with your brownie points with God. Okay, I've decided to start tallying. I think there's an app. If not, I'm going to develop an app where I could tally my good points and my bad points. So then if I do meet the Lord and he's like, really, Dahlia, really? I'm like, no, take a look. I have done good accounting. He's like, really? Well, I'm Jewish, so I know how to do accounting. And I say, look, so over here on this Excel spreadsheet, really? Yeah, just wait a second here. See, I did all this. I said hi to somebody. I held a door open. I didn't flip somebody off, but you flip somebody off over here. Yeah. But I withheld the flip off over here. So, I mean, you are going to have to argue your case. Now, people are like, no, Dahlia, that is not how it works in heaven. You do not have to argue your case with the Lord. I beg to differ. Because, answer me this. Why are there lawyers on this earth? Okay, I think we all could agree nobody likes lawyers. So if nobody likes lawyers, why would the Lord, right, allow them to cultivate and grow and multiply, be fruitful and multiply and subpoena and do all the stuff lawyers do? Because my guess, and I don't quote me, I'm no biblical scholar, but my guess is the Lord has a law degree. That's just me. I just think so. And I think he will appreciate any of us that knows how to argue law. And so I am, no. I don't think he wants us to go to law school. He's not a punishing Lord. But I do think he has appreciation for those of us that know how to compromise and argue and negotiate. So that's what I would do. Now, you would think I should negotiate for no gas in the next hour and 45 minutes. But I'd rather save up my negotiation points for something else. All right, like a date with Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dr. Dali Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, we've had another deadly shooting. I am just at my wit's end with this. And, we are being told that we have an officer who has died in Dallas, Texas, and two critical after a Home Depot shooting. They said one of two Dallas police officers critically wounded in a triple shooting at a Home Depot Tuesday afternoon has died, and this was confirmed today. A man has been arrested. Two officers and a civilian were shot. Officer Rogelio Santander died this morning at about 11 a.m., Dallas local time. The 27-year-old is the ninth North Texas officer to be killed in the line of duty in about 2 years. Now, the second wounded officer was 26-year-old Crystal Almeida. She actually was a Home Depot security guard.
And, she's a police officer. I'm like, And then, in addition, there was a Home Depot security guard, Scott Painter. He is in critical condition after surgery. Both he and the officer, Crystal Almeida. Flags have been flying at half-staff at Dallas City Hall and Northeast Patrol Division, where the two officers were based. And I don't believe we have any motive yet. Right now, Almeida is doing better than they expected. They say she's holding on, but they do not want to say she's stable. You know, we've talked about the difference between critical and stable and, you know, serious and guarded. And so stable is basically where, you know what, she's going to make it. We have to still watch her closely, but she's going to make it. Critical is where we don't know. And we have them alive, and we think we can pull them through, but it's going to take some work and prayer type of thing. So from what we found out, the man has been arrested. His name is Armando Luis Juarez, 29 years old. He's been arrested on charges of aggravated assault on a police officer and felony theft. He was taken into custody. See, aggravated assault, I don't know much about laws and charges, but you critically wound, because again, he was arrested last night before somebody died. You shoot somebody, wouldn't that be murder? I don't know. So the two police officers were called to the store to help an off-duty officer with removing a man from the store. In a tweet about the shooting, the police department said that the officers had been critically wounded, but they didn't go too much into detail, and then, of course, we found out that one had died. And so we're not getting too much of a story of what happened at this Home Depot and why, but an off-duty officer wanted to remove a man from the store, and then it turned into a shooting. Now, this is why we need some sort of a plan or discourse, conversation, all right, protocol on how to address people that are not supposed to be where they're supposed to be, right, without discriminating against them, okay, without profiling them, but also keeping the safety of others, all right? Again, we're not sure what. Apparently, he had a handgun on him. We don't know what the hell he was doing at Home Depot, why this all started. We will get some more data soon, obviously, but it's, stores are on edge. Restaurants are on edge. Coffee shops are on edge. We're all kind of nervous. Somebody walks in when they're not supposed to or doing not, you know, what they're not supposed to. You know, any sort of training I've ever had in any place of work, they've always said, look, you know, when you see a suspicious person, you need to call the authorities and let security know. Now, you know, we talk about what is suspicious, okay? Nobody wants to define it. And you're not going to see too much definition because everybody has to be really, really careful, right, about what they put in writing. So it'll say a suspicious person. And then sometimes you dig deeper and some protocols and some workplaces will discuss, well, if somebody's wearing a trench coat and it's the summer, okay, I get that. I mean, I remember watching Beverly Hills Cop. Remember Beverly Hills Cop? Remember they go into the nightclub, right? You know, and Eddie Murphy's sitting there, you know, trying to get Taggart and Roseman to drink or tip the strippers, right? Billy, you know, because Billy's putting money in the stripper's G-string. And there, all of a sudden, Eddie Murphy sees some guy come in with a trench coat. And he goes, it's kind of hot for a trench coat. And he sees two people scope out the place, and then they rob, okay? Well, it's not 1980. Three anymore, whenever that movie came out. Okay? Some people don't have any problem, right, hiding their weapon in their Bermuda shorts, even though they don't really wear Bermuda shorts anymore. That was more of the 90s. Well, whatever they wear now. Okay? They don't wear thongs. I don't know what people wear. So, it's, you know, looking out for somebody in a trench coat doesn't necessarily help. A lot of people have long coats. Some people are cold indoors. Some people have big, bulky shirts. Some people have pants that hang low. Well, if somebody has pants that hang low, maybe there's a gun and that's weighing down the pants. There's no way to tell. You can't sit there and say somebody who was going to be a killer is going to be dressed X, Y, and Z. Look at Nicholas Cruz, who shot up the Parkland High School in Florida. Didn't he have like a duffel bag with him? So somebody could say, if somebody has a backpack or a duffel bag or a, and I get a duffel bag is bigger than a backpack in order to carry a type of machine gun. But a lot of people have duffel bags. My kids play lacrosse. Their lacrosse bag is huge. It is the biggest duffel bag I have ever seen. That sucker could carry a human being. It is such a big bag. So you have a lot of people in sports. You got hockey players. You got football players. They have big bags. So, you know, you being a school police officer or security guard, and you're like, all right, well, you know, we'll look for somebody coming in with, you know, a large bag. What are you going to do with everybody in major athletes in athletics? So we don't know what to do. And if we do define it, like Trump would say, well, we're letting the bad guys and bad girls know what we're looking for. If you say somebody who's looking around and checking out the fire escape and scoping out the police, I mean, then people know what behavior to not do. I think there's a few things we need to do. One, and this is just my opinion, this is my humble opinion. One is, I think we need to make sure all schools are very heavily guarded. And there be processes. This is our schools. We could also do places of business or whatever. But security is a given. Now, in Home Depot, the officer was shot anyway. So, or the security guard. But maybe we have these certain sort of screens that you can't come in if you have. I mean, I don't know what to do in terms of that. But in terms of schools, there should be no reason somebody's coming in with a gun. Okay? We have to put politics aside and come up with some sort of a plan, process, protocol such that if anything gets dinged or any alarm goes off, we can act quickly. And the average person who gets a hold of a gun and does bad things appears to be in areas where there were laws against that. Which is why I get so frustrated when they go, well, we need better gun control laws. Well, the kid wasn't supposed to be carrying a gun. He lost his license to carry a gun. There's a lot of these shooters out there that are not supposed to have a gun. Adam Lanza, he was not allowed to have a gun. That law was in place, and he didn't own a gun. But he took somebody else's who was able to own a gun. So fixing gun laws isn't going to save the lives immediately like we having our schools armed and guarded. Whether it's a teacher, whether it's Metro, whether it's extra security guards, I don't care. We're already spending a crap load of money on schools. Okay, let's take some of the money away from Obamacare, right? IRS agents and some of the other BS that we throw money down the toilet for and put it to the schools. The next thing we need to do is we really do need to teach our students self-defense. We also need to teach them Krav Maga and a bunch of the other stuff that we see other countries teach their kids how to do. Some of these kids may need to take down a shooter themselves. I think there was a congressman or somebody who had brought up kids learning first aid, kids learning. I don't disagree with them. I think all kids should learn first aid. I mean, that's not going to solve everything when it comes to a shooter, but why not? Why aren't we teaching our kids first aid, basic life support, self-defense, Krav Maga? Why not? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you.
All right, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of you guys are frustrated when you're trying to get your medication at your doctor's office, where some of them are requiring a contract. And the majority of medications that are going to require a contract are going to be your pain medications, your opioids. And you don't want to sign a contract. I don't blame you. I get it. These opioid contracts are 1 to 2 pages long. And you're basically signing that that doctor can discharge you. Or you're going to follow every law of the land when it comes to that narcotic. And it basically doesn't help you, the contract. The contract doesn't really do anything for you. What it does do is help the doctor and the provider and the medical clinic and protect them from liability. Well, a report has come out saying that these contracts humiliate patients with chronic pain. They say all chronic pain patients who now take prescription opioids for relief are asked by the doctor to sign a document in which they agree to submit to random urine drug screens, pill counts, and other conditions in order to receive their medication. So what my patients have been concerned about when I had sent them to pain management for their chronic pain is they said they were treated like they were a drug addict. They had to do random drug screens. They had to do pill counts. And they're like, but Dr. Wax, I'm not a drug addict. Why are they treating me as such? And I'd have to explain to them they're not. They're treating everybody the same. There's now these protocols in place. This was years ago. Where if you don't, you know, follow their protocol, like not doctor shop or give your pills away to others, etc., they're in a hell of a lot of trouble. And they have absolutely no problem making a $20 or $25 copay to say goodbye to that copay and goodbye to that patient because it's not worth their time. And it definitely isn't worth the money to get in trouble with the medical board. Patients hated it. And I told them, look, I understand. I get that. You have a chronic condition, like diabetes, like high blood pressure. These are chronic conditions. But does a diabetic have to sign a contract? Does the diabetic have to do drug screening? Does the hypertensive patient have to do that? Does somebody with high cholesterol or low thyroid have to do any of that? No. But if you have chronic pain, you do. Why? Because some idiots out there decided to sell these pills on the black market. Or sell them to kids. Or crush them up and snort them. Or abuse them to the point that they die. So the average person with chronic pain that just wants to get their prescriptions, like their diabetic medication or their blood pressure medication, has to go through all these extra steps. And it is humiliating. I think it is. And it's a shame. But no doctor can help somebody else if they themselves are closed down. Medical providers have to think of themselves first. I hate to say that. But you are no good to anybody else. You can't treat any patients if you lose your license. And when your licensing board says you need to give patient contracts and you need to discharge the patient if they violate that contract, that doctor has to be there for all his patients, not just you. And you are one of a mass of patients. And they are not going to let one patient take down their practice. Even if you're innocent and you're sweet and you've been a long-standing patient, if there is anything about your chart that could get that medical provider into trouble, he will discharge you faster than you could even say discharge. And it stinks. That's not the way medicine's supposed to be. Pain control is an art. Just like smoking. Those of you who smoked, boy, did you get discriminated against and bullied and humiliated. I felt so bad for smokers. Because as a doctor, I know a lot of you guys that smoke. You know, you started smoking when you did your tours in Vietnam or Korean War or whatever. Grew up, that's just what smokers did. That's what you did. You would smoke, you kept your weight down. Whatever reason you started smoking, you became addicted to it. And I remember walking through the airport in my town, and there was a glass room with people playing slot machines, and apparently they had to make a separate smoking section. And I had an employee who worked in that smoking section of that little mini casino area within the airport. And she's like, Dahlia, have you ever seen it? I can't breathe in there. It's full of smoke. And it is. You would walk through the airport. I don't think it exists anymore. I think they took it out. You would walk through the airport, and there would be this big glass cubicle all filled with smoke. Because people were sitting there. So it was ridiculous. I think they got rid of it because there was no ventilation. And that's humiliating for people. That's humiliating for smokers. You know how much that stinks to go and have to pay extra tax on your product? Whereas somebody could buy their cupcakes or their milk or whatever, not pay the same tax. So society has no problem bullying or discriminating or pulling you aside and singling you out. They don't have any problems with that. Now, according to research on this, they say these opioid contracts or these pain contracts are not really effective. They say there's a little solid evidence that having somebody sign a pain contract is effective for helping them avoid addiction. Of course. That has, these pain contracts have nothing. Nobody's going to go, wait a second. I signed a piece of paper 5 years ago at the doctor's office, so I am not going to take this extra pill because the in-laws are coming and they're going to give me a headache. That doesn't happen. These pain contracts are so the medical board can cover their butt and the doctor can cover their butt. And I get that. You have some people out there that will abuse their medications. And so if a doctor discharges you and a patient wants to sue for abandonment, the doctor can say, wait a second. This is what we asked the patient to do. The patient didn't. The patient did go to another doctor, get medicine 2 days later. We have a right to discharge him. And as a physician, I back that up. Do I think these contracts really do much? No, I don't. Do I think I may victimize the patient? I do. And until laws change where doctors aren't going to be censured or at risk of losing their license, we have to do it. Now, these opioid contracts or narcotic contracts or whatever, they've been around since the 80s. And so now everyone's like, all right, well, this is what we're doing. We are going to strongly use pain contracts, and we're going to look like we're doing something. Everybody has to look like they're doing something for this opioid epidemic. But, you know, going after the easy, what's it called, picking the low-lying fruit off the tree, that may look like you're doing something, but it's not. We were last year, or a few months ago, at 91 deaths a day for opioids. It went up to 115. So all this stuff we've been doing in the last year, going after doctors and medical providers and asking for contracts and, you know, limiting how much people could prescribe, yeah, opioid numbers in terms of prescriptions might have gone down, but we have more deaths going up. Why? Well, it's easier to get heroin. It's cheaper to get heroin. So, I don't know what the answer is. I think somebody has to have some cojones. And while everybody wants to look like they're doing something, and they go after the easy targets, we should really spend time figuring out how to avoid, right, pain, how to treat pain, other ways to treat pain, because pain's not going to go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I don't know if you guys heard, but they say after more than 3 decades, authorities have made an arrest in the notorious Golden State Killer case. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. Did you guys hear about this? Authorities are expected to announce the arrest today of a man suspected terrorizing California residents since the mid-1970s. So we're talking 4 decades. The suspect has been living in the Sacramento area and was identified after a renewed push of the investigation by the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department and District Attorney Ann Marie Schubert. This is according to the Sacramento Bee. The suspect has not been publicly identified, but jail records indicate Joseph James DeAngelo, was booked into county jail last night on two counts of murder based on an arrest warrant from the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. Now, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department cannot immediately be reached for comment, but they also have not confirmed, oh boy, and there we go, there it exits out, I apologize. They've not confirmed if he is also the suspect in the East Bay rapist case. They said he lived at home for about two decades. The Golden State Killer, also known as the East Area Rapist, also known as the Original Night Stalker. Do you guys remember any of these names? The Diamond Knot Killer? All these names, I guess, have been attributed to possibly this one guy. And they believe he has killed at least 12 people, raped at least 45 victims, burglarized hundreds of homes in the Sacramento area, Central Valley, Bay Area, and Southern California. Authorities think that he raped 37 people and killed two between 1976 and 1978. Then he attacked people in a bunch of other places like Walnut Creek, Concord, San Jose. So, there was this string of rapes that I guess happened back in the 70s. I remember hearing about this when I was in Reno. This was I thought we called him like the San Francisco rapist or something. There was another name. And so finding out that they think they found him, it's crazy. They say the first rape occurred on June 18th, 1976, with a female victim in the Rancho Cordova area of Sacramento. Then the crimes escalated. The rapist would break into homes occupied by single women and couples. When the suspect found a couple in bed, he would have the woman bind the man, and then the rapist would bind the woman and rebind the man. Then it would take her to another house to rape her. In some cases, they would put plates or cups on the back of male victims, threatening to come back and kill them if the plates fall over. But many times he would vanish in the middle of the night and hopefully not kill anybody. This is some sick person. He'd also ransack the homes, take small items, jewelry, or cash. Wow. So if they finally got this guy, I just remember, I don't know if any of you guys remember these Golden State Killers, or I just thought back in the 90s they were calling him the San Francisco Rapist, even though it wasn't San Francisco. I don't know. But anyway, crazy stuff. Many of you guys are going to be hearing a new term called fourth trimester. Moms in fourth trimester. Now, for those of you guys unaware of obstetrics and gynecology and the whole process of having a baby or carrying a baby, you usually have three trimesters. First trimester is the first 12 weeks. Second trimester is the second 12 weeks. Third trimester is the final 12 weeks. Now, if you do the math, that's 36 weeks. Many people carry the baby till 40 weeks. So you would think we would divide the trimesters into 13 weeks, but we don't. We divide them into 12. Doctors like even numbers. We don't like to do math. I'm good at math. I took a lot of math in school. I went past calculus 3. I was really, really good at math. But the average doctor doesn't like to do math. So we just do 12, 12, and 12. The other reason for that is once a woman reaches 36 weeks, there's a good chance that baby is full term and okay to be on the outside. If mom gives birth to a baby before 36 weeks, then we consider that baby premature. Many times the babies will make it, but we will need to intervene more. But once a mom hits 36 weeks, we aren't going to induce by any means. I mean, unless the baby is really, really big. I had to induce. When I hit 36 weeks, my kid didn't gain any weight in a month. Or the ultrasounds couldn't pick up any weight gain. And we were like, whoa, this is not good. We're going to induce and get him out of there. Because he was 7 pounds at 32 weeks. I was carrying a 7-pound baby at 32 weeks. Then at 36 weeks, he was 7 pounds. So the doctor's like, wow, man, you got a good-sized baby. He's 7 pounds. I go, but he was 7 pounds a month ago. Oh, well, let's take a look then. I'm like, that's how you really got to be on top of it. I love all the medical providers I've worked with, but sometimes you need to be on top of it. Because they would have sent me home and said, you got a good 7-pound baby. And luckily, I was like, but he didn't gain weight. Scary stuff. But now they're saying there's a fourth trimester. And this fourth trimester, even though it's not an official trimester, is after mommy had a baby. So the first postpartum checkup, all right, would be technically fourth trimester. Now, many times what we used to do is have mom come in 6 weeks after having the baby. One, she's got a newborn, so she doesn't have time to go to the doctor. Two, she's going to be bleeding for a couple weeks, so there's really not a lot to really look at down there. It's hard to see. If she ended up having a fever or any sort of issue, she could come back sooner. But we would look at her at the six-week mark, maybe do another pap smear, all right, because she probably didn't get a pap smear until prior, the year prior. So we'll get the pap smear done. This is what we used to do, okay, in the 90s. Then check on her, see how she's doing, and screen for postpartum depression. Now they're saying, no, do not wait 6 weeks. See them within 3 weeks. We need to examine mom for her physical, social, and psychological well-being. And this is according to some new recommendations released today. If a woman has postpartum depression, she may want to hurt her baby. She may want to hurt herself. She may hate herself. Now, I was very lucky to not have postpartum depression. I was overweight. I wasn't sleeping much. I was hormonal. But I was for some reason, I had the happy hormones. So I was all excited and all into my baby. And I liked the baby. You know? I didn't like my husband too much. I remember kind of being a little grumpy with him. Because, you know, you're doing it wrong, you're not feeding the baby right, you're doing this, don't interfere with me and the baby, give the baby back to me, I want baby time, keep your mom away, I don't want to see your mom. And, but for the most part, it was a real, real happy time. Unfortunately for others, a rapid drop in hormones, lack of sleep, stress of the baby not sleeping, mom not sleeping, in-laws always over, a lot of stuff could be going on. Sometimes the in-laws are great because it's support. Sometimes not. But sometimes things go wrong. And postpartum depression can be very dangerous. And do we really want 6 weeks to go by? They say 40% of women who do give birth do not attend a postpartum visit, especially in areas with limited resources. So new guidelines are trying to encourage and hopefully facilitate more of these interventions. So, they want us to check on a woman's emotional well-being, infant care and feeding, her sexuality, contraception, birth control, sleep, physical recovery from birth, chronic disease management, and health maintenance. That's what the new guidelines are suggesting. Now, who's going to pay for that? Well, insurance companies will have to cover a visit at the 3-week mark and the 6-week mark. Oh, no, I don't think Obamacare covers it. Well, then let's finally get rid of Obamacare. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. I have to throw that in there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.